Good afternoon. Welcome to the City of Fort Worth's public bid opening for January 28, 2016. If you're here for the design review board, that meeting is next door in the pre-council chamber. Today we have one request for proposals, two construction bids, and one tax foreclosed housing sale. Due to the confidential and negotiable nature of requests for proposals, only the names of respondents will be read regarding that solicitation. That RFP is numbered 16-61 for water meter reading services and delivery of customer delinquent account notifications. Firms responding to this request are Bermex Incorporated, Ola Meter, Corix Utilities US Incorporated, Grid One Solutions Incorporated. Those are all the proposals we received, and we appreciate those proposals. Our next item today is a contract for municipal vehicle maintenance facility at the Holly Water Treatment Plant compound. The first bid is from McElroy and Falls. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total base proposal is $6,043,546 even. The next bid is from Scott Dennett Construction. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total base proposal is $6,976,592 even. The next bid is from Steel and Freeman Incorporated. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total base proposal is $6,528,000 even. The next bid is from Jordan Foster Construction. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total base proposal is $6,958,701 even. The next bid is from Imperial Construction Incorporated. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total base proposal is $6,075,000 even. The next bid is from Mitchell Enterprises. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total base proposal is $7,052,000 even. The next bid is from Modern Contractors Incorporated. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total base proposal is $6,296,000 even. The next bid is from Hayden Building Corporation. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total base proposal is $6,197,372 even. The next bid is from Phillips May Corporation. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total base proposal is $7,494,808 even. The next bid is from Cooper General Contractors. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total base proposal is $5,877,169 even. The next bid is from Thomas S. Burns Limited. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total base proposal is $6,232,000 even. That's all the bids we received on that project, and we thank you for those bids. Our next project this afternoon is a contract for concrete restoration, contract 2016-2. The first bid on this project is from Cheyenne Construction Company. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total bid is $858,392.50. The next bid is from FNH Construction. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total bid is $901,640 even. The next bid is from Jackson Construction. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total bid is $1,026,685 even. The next bid is from Klutz Construction. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total bid is $1,058,121.40. The next bid is from West Hill Construction Incorporated. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total bid is $745,524 even. The next bid is from the Araguen Group. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%. Their total amount bid is $897,470 even. The next bid is from Regal Incorporated. They've submitted a bid bond in the amount of 5%, and their total amount bid is $793,039 even. And that's all the bids we received on that project. We thank you for those bids. All right, next up is our tax foreclosed property sale. Are you all here for the bid opening? Okay, the design review board is next door. Are you? Okay, tax foreclosed. Okay, great. Okay, just want to be sure. Thank you. All right. Now for the tax foreclosed property sale. Our first property today is located at 1208 Ash Crescent Street. Okay. And the first bid on this property. Okay. You want that one? Okay. Is from Urban Pioneer. And they've submitted a bid amount of $13,100. The next bid on this property is from McClendon Enterprises. They've bid $10,467 even. The next bid on this property is from Jose Torres. He submitted a bid amount of $10,250 even. The next bid on this property is from Sam Harris. He has submitted a bid amount of $10,004.50. And that's all the bids on that property. The next property is located at 554 Broadus West. The first bid on this property is from R.B. Hill & Associates. And their bid amount is $7,111 even. That's the only bid on that property. The next property is located at 3213 Evans Avenue. We received one bid on this property. It is from Sam Harris. And Mr. Harris has bid $6,104.50. The next property is located at 1911 Galveston Avenue. We've received one bid on this property from Alan Holub. He has bid $6,000 on this property. The next property is located at 1526 East Hattie Street. We've received one bid on this property. It is from Raquel Rojas. Ms. Rojas has bid $7,000 even on this property. The next property is located at 2017 May Street. We received one bid on this property from Alan Holub. he has bid $8,555.55 on this property. The next property is located at 6100 Meadowbrook Drive. We received one bid on this property from Urban Pioneer, and they've bid $11,600 even. The next property is located at 1312 Missouri Avenue. We've received one bid on this property from McClendon Enterprises. They've bid $11,048 even. The next property is located at 1412 East Mulkey Street. We received one bid on this property from Sam Harris. Mr. Harris bid $4,003.50. The next property is located at 1440 East Mulkey Street. We received one bid on this property from Sam Harris. The bid amount is $3,604.50. The next property is located at 2405 South Riverside Drive. We received one bid on this property from Urban Pioneer. They've bid $5,555.55 on this property. That's it. That's all the bids on our tax foreclosed housing today. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the City of Fort Worth's public bid opening for January 28th, 2016. We thank you for your attention.